It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called. It's a no-hitter. The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history. Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done. Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here as we get ready for game number 5 of a 6-game series. The Marauders still in hot pursuit of a postseason berth. They come in now tied for first place atop the West Division standings thanks to a Dunedin Blue Jays loss just moments ago to the Tampa Tarpons, a game cut short by inclement weather, about an hour drive to our north. The Marauders send right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario to the mound against right-hander Tomas Clayto, who will go for the Mighty Muscles. That is your pitching matchup for this fifth game of the six-game series tonight. The Marauders are getting ready to try and make another quest into the postseason as they are, of course, looking to defend their league title. The Mighty Muscles, meanwhile, will be the team playing against the eventual second-half champions here in the West Division. The Marauders, the Blue Jays, and the Tarpons all in the mix for that second-half title in the West Division, and we'll see how things shake out. With how tight things are right now, we will not see a division winner until well into next week's final series of the 2022 regular season. So as we go on deeper into this weekend, we celebrate Fan Appreciation Night tonight here at Lee Cobb Park. Post-game fireworks and prizes for fans all night long and all the bells and whistles tonight. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a fun game as well. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the pregame show continues with a conversation with Marauders left-hander Cy Nielsen, who pitched two scoreless innings out of the bullpen last night. Conversation with Cy Nielsen coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with left-hander Cy Nielsen. Cy, your first professional season here in 2022, just drafted in the eighth round this year by the Buccos. What's the professional experience been like for you so far?
It's been a lot of downtime, honestly. A lot of baseball and a lot of video games for me. Just started school, so that's kind of taking up part of my time. But split my time between those three, that's pretty much it. So.
What's your go-to video game during your downtime?
I've been playing a lot of Warzone lately, a lot of resurgence with my boys.
Sounds like a good time. So as we look back on your outing last night, you pitched the final two innings of the game, not the final outcome of the game that the team wanted necessarily, but you looked pretty good out there. What was working for you so well?
I think that over the past few outings, I've just kind of been like finding my rhythm, finding my timing. And then last night I felt like I kind of tied it all together. Didn't exactly have my, like my slider, my changeup working, but I felt like I could command my, my fastball pretty well. So I had that working, along with my timing. I felt pretty well with it. So
now your roots are in Utah, born and raised in the state, went to BYU. Nearest major league team would be the Rockies, I imagine. What, point being, what sort of hooked you onto baseball in the first place growing up in Utah?
I mean, I've played my whole entire life. I played other sports. I played football when I was in sixth grade. That was the most recent sport, and I didn't love it. I was always looking forward to going to baseball practice. Couldn't really fall in love with football or anything else. So I think that growing up doing it, I kind of fell in love with the process, the hard work, the failure, and kind of bouncing back. So with all those things, I kind of just grew up in it and fell in love with it. So.
Cy Nielsen, our guest on the pregame show tonight. Your dad actually played some college ball. Did that have any influence on you in your decision to pursue baseball long term?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. He obviously, we love baseball as a family, and he pushed me to play baseball. We'd always go play in the backyard, whatnot. He'll play catch with me every once in a while, but when I'm back home. But yeah, other than that, I'd say yeah, but not a huge part.
Who were some of the major leaguers you looked up to when you were younger, if any, and who may have played another role in sort of your formative years in growing up as a ball player?
Yeah, so back to my dad, we played we were big Red Sox fans, always watching games, always watching like the top 100 plays, whatever. I would say my top two are John Lester and David Price back when they were both Red Sox. I like them both. They're smooth, their mechanics, they kind of like mine. Love the way they compete. John Lester's a big hunter. I love going hunting. But yeah, I just love those two, both left-handed.
I was going to say, both left-handed, yeah. Too. That's easy for you. And so being a Red Sox fan, you actually had the opportunity to go pitch in the Cape Cod League for a couple of summers. That had to have been pretty special for you.
Yeah, it was really cool. Went out there. Me and my mom drove out from Utah. Went to Fenway Park. Yeah, it was a long drive. Went out to Fenway Park. It was beautiful. We had to fly my dad out. We all went to a game together. It was insane. Fenway Park, seeing the look on his face is just like starstruck almost. But yeah, playing out there was great. I was out there for two summers, fell in love with the town, the people. They're very loyal fans. Learned a lot about myself. Felt like it really prepared me for pro ball. So,
you joined the team here in Bradenton just a couple of weeks ago, basically right in the heart of a postseason chase. As you come to the ballpark each day, you sit in the bullpen or you take the mound. What are the feelings like for you knowing what's at stake right now?
There's a lot at stake, to be honest with you. We win, then even lose, and we're right there in first place. So it's kind of based on who's working well that night. Calls go our way, calls don't go our way. That's kind of what the games are decided on. So all I know is I can control what I can control. When I'm called upon, I do the best I can, and I know that I can help the other guys prepare whatever they need to do. But yeah, it's just another baseball game in the end. But you gotta win some more than you lose.
That's right. Excellent, Cy. Thank you for your time tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
That was Cy Nielsen on the pregame show. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders pregame show continues here at Lecom Park in Bradenton on the second-to-last home game of the 2022 season. Spencer Smith back with you as we meet tonight's starting lineups. We begin with the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who have lost five of their last six games but came away with a 4-0 shutout win last night. Here's how they line up here in Game 5. Center fielder Misael Urbina leads off. Shortstop Noah Miller bats second. He is riding a 20-game on-base streak. Second baseman Tanner Schobel bats third. Right fielder Kalai Rosario bats cleanup. He's on a 7-game hit streak, during which he is batting .385. Batting fifth in the order will be the designated hitter Ben Ross, with first baseman Rubel Cespedes batting sixth. Third baseman Keone Cavaco hits seventh. Catcher Nate Baez bats eighth. And left fielder Daniel Ozoria bats ninth for the Mighty Muscles, who sent right-hander Tomas Clayto to the mound. A new face the Marauders are facing for the first time. Clayto just joining the Mighty Muscles from the Florida Complex League a few weeks ago. 6'2", 206 pounds, a 21-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Just three outings at the single-A level under his belt so far. Clayto, during those three outings, a 6.75 ERA with five earned runs allowed over 6 2/3 innings. His numbers combined between the Complex League and single-A, however, pretty darn good. 1.13 whip, opponents batting .245, and 37 strikeouts against only five walks. That's what Tomas Clayto brings to the table, and here's who the Marauders send out tonight. Winners of four of their last five, the Marauders line up as follows. Shortstop Sungche Chang, the leadoff man, followed by second baseman Termar Johnson on a four-game hit streak, during which he is 7 for his last 11 at the plate. Center fielder Matt Gorski continues his minor league rehab assignment down from AA Altoona. Third baseman Jack Brannigan is the cleanup hitter. He's still trying to get off the schneid, batting well below 200 over his last 10-plus games. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats fifth. Designated hitter Brendan Dixon bats sixth. First baseman Juan Jerez on an eight-game on-base streak bats seventh. Left fielder Tres Gonzalez hits eighth. Right fielder Sergio Campana bats ninth. And on the mound for Bradenton tonight, right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario. 21-year-old from Santiago in the Dominican Republic brings a fastball, slider, and changeup to the table. One of the Marauders' more consistent starters over the last two-thirds or so of this 2022 season. Del Rosario this year sporting a 3.69 ERA, 1.31 whip, and has kept the walks to a relative minimum. He has also lasted at least five innings pitched in each of his last five starts. The image of consistency out of the back end of the Bradenton starting rotation. There are your starting lineups. There is your pitching matchup, and we're looking at partly cloudy skies here in Bradenton. And for those who missed out on the little tidbit earlier in the pregame show, action cut short earlier this afternoon due to inclement weather up north in Tampa. The Tampa Tarpons coming out on top of the first-place Denny and Blue Jays 3-1. So that means that the Marauders now share first place once again with those Denny and Blue Jays. Those two teams will look to play two once again tomorrow afternoon, as Mother Nature up in Hillsborough County just is not cooperating for those two clubs in what is a key series. The Marauders and the Mighty Muscles, game five of a six-game set coming up on this Saturday night, Fan Appreciation Night. We'll be right back with First Pitch. This all is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Warm and muggy Saturday night. We welcome you back inside Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida. Fan appreciation night here this evening as the Marauders host the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith with you as the Marauders are still in hot pursuit of that Florida State League West Division second half title. They look for that postseason berth here in the 2022 season. Still eight games yet to go here in the campaign. And right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario gets the ball tonight in front of a packed house here on this Saturday. On this fan appreciation night, we thank all of you fans who have listened, who have watched, who have attended all these Marauders games. Marauders would not be anything without all of your love and support around the team since its existence in 2010. Here we go. Misael Urbina digs in for Fort Myers, leading off, and the first pitch is outside. Runaway at 6:31 p.m. here at Lecom Park. 89 degrees, partly cloudy. Glad you can make us a part of your Saturday night. Del Rosario brings the 1-0. Urbina swings and whacks one in the air to right center field. Should be playable. Matt Gorski, Sergio Campagna coming together. Gorski makes the call and the catch right near Campagna. One away. Let's meet the Marauders defense. In the outfield from left to right, it's Tres Gonzalez, Matt Gorski, Sergio Campagna. Along the infield, third baseman is Jack Brannigan. The shortstop, Sung Che Cheng. Second baseman, Termar Johnson. First baseman, Juan Jerez. And the catcher, Wyatt Hendry. Here's Noah Miller to the plate for the Muscles. He shows bunt and pulls it back, taking inside a ball. Just underway here at Lee Comm Park. One away, nobody on for the Mighty Muscles. The 1-0 pitch. That is there for a strike. 20 game on base streak for Noah Miller. Switch hitting shortstop from the state of Wisconsin. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted down the left field line. Shallow, twisting toward foul territory. And this will get out of play. Just two rows into the dark green seats out there by the LaPensi party deck. Cal moves to a ball and two strikes on Noah Miller. 212 batting average on the season, but a 350 OBP. 74 walks in the season for Noah Miller. That is second most in the FSL. Del Rosario nodding to Hendry's signal. The 1-2. Miller swinging a bouncing ball right back to the mound on one hop. Del Rosario gets it. Throw to first in time. Two up and two down for Fort Myers. Easy does it so far for Uelvis Del Rosario. Last time out, his start last weekend against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Del Rosario going five innings, just two runs allowed despite eight hits, a season high. Pitch to Tanner Schoble here, misses low and outside. And in that otherwise respectable start, Del Rosario charged with a loss. He didn't get any run support. The 1-0, fastball, a strike. In terms of the run support, Del Rosario has actually received some of the highest average run support among Marauders starters this season. 2.9 runs per game on average of support for him. 1-1, swung on, tapped foul. And the 5'11 right-hander from the Dominican works ahead. One ball, two strikes on Tanner Schoble, who Baseball America has as the Twins' number 15 prospect. Here's the motion. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Schoble, a heater at 96. Three up and three down go the Muscles here in the visitors' half of the first. The Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Muscle starting pitcher Tomas Cleto on the mound for his fourth single-A appearance. Gets the ball tonight for the visiting Mighty Muscles. Spencer Smith welcoming you back into Lee Comm Park in Bradenton, where the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles play Game 5 of a six-game series on this, the final homestand of the 2022 season. As he has done on so many occasions this season, Sung Che Chang leads off for the Marauders. 21-year-old left-handed hitter from Taiwan steps in, takes the first pitch way outside from Clayton. Three appearances, two starts for Fort Myers by Clayton. ERA at 6.75 after five earned runs allowed over six and two-thirds total innings. He brings the 1-0. Chang takes a fastball strike over the inside corner. Chang wants to challenge it. A look up to the booth by Chad Westlake, our plate umpire, and this call has been overturned. So Sung Che Chang with a wide decision. Turns it from 1-1 to 2-0. Clayton, the windup in the toss, and a fastball he thought was high. He's going to challenge this one as well. Westlake glances up to the booth again. Verdict coming. That one is also overturned. How about Sung Che Chang? Oh. That's a remarkable batting eye as he challenges two calls successfully, and the count is 3-0. Pitch number four from Clayton. That is too high. Ball four, a four-pitch leadoff walk for Sung Che Chang. Well, that's how it's done. Chang using those challenges wisely here in the first inning. And here comes Termar Johnson. ...18-year-old phenom made his Bradenton debut just last week. 8 games at the single-A level, hitting .348. Here's the toss. He takes a little too high on the Clado fastball. Clado wants to challenge this call. First challenge from the Mighty Muscles tonight. And this call is upheld. That one's an unsuccessful challenge for Fort Myers. They're down to 2 tonight. Chang on first base. Termar Johnson, a hit in 7 of his last 11 at-bats. The 1-0. Johnson looks at an off-speed pitch for a strike. Fourth overall draft pick in this year's draft by the Pirates. Johnson plays some shortstop, plays mostly second base here at the single-A level. That's where he projects to play more of moving forward. 1-1. Johnson swings, chops it foul, first baseline. Well, the stands are packed, looking down from foul pole to foul pole, even across the boardwalk in the outfield here at Lecomp Park. You're on Fan Appreciation Night. Fans enjoying one more Saturday of Marauders baseball here in 2022. Lively-looking group. Hoping to see a Marauders win tonight. Bradenton trying to claim sole possession of first place in the West Division. The 1-2. Johnson swings and fouls it back. An awkward-looking swing, but still able to spray it foul. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Sung-Che Chang is the runner on first base. He worked a 4-pitch leadoff walk. Infield shifted way over to the pull side for Fort Myers against Johnson, the lefty hitter. 1-2. There goes Chang for second. Swing and a miss. Down goes Johnson on strikes. Catcher's throw to second base. Not nearly in time. Chang swipes it. Team-leading steal number 30 on the season for Chang. Johnson, meanwhile, down on strikes swinging. Matt Gorski get an opportunity to drive in the game's first run. Gorski continuing on in minor league rehab work. Down from Double A Altoona. Righty on righty. Here's the pitch. Gorski lays off low. Gorski began the season at High A Greensboro and got the promotion up to Double A Altoona. Between the two levels, 23 total home runs. He has also hit one more homer in a Marauders uniform here on his rehab assignment. The 1-0. Gorski takes low again. With Chang on second base, one away, the Marauders threaten to strike first. Gorski's 24 total home runs this season, second most among all Pirates farmhands. Second only to Aaron Shackelford up at Double A. 2-0, swinging at a foul back. The Pirates made Matt Gorski their second-round selection, the 2019 draft out of Indiana. Indianapolis area native, so eventually when Gorski makes his way further up the Pirates organization, up to AAA, that will be somewhat of a homecoming for him. And to play at AAA Indy at Victory Field in downtown Indianapolis. 2-1, Gorski looks at a fastball strike. That one cranked up to 96 from Clado. Chang standing patiently on second base. He walked, stole second. Blazing speed, almost any base knock to the outfield could bring him home for the game's first run. Gorski sets up from the right side, the 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses. He's gone on strikes. So two away for the Marauders. This will be a good spot for Jack Brannigan to start to turn things around. He's hit a slump over his last couple of weeks at the plate. Jack Brannigan over his last 11 games, just 5 hits and 42 at-bats. Chang at second, 2 outs, the pitch. Brannigan swings and pops it up, first base side, out of play. Nice buzz in the crowd tonight here at Lecomp Park. Certain to be one of our bigger crowds of the season, as is normally the case on Fan Appreciation Night. No score, bottom of the first. Chang shuffling off second, the pitch, and it's a breaking ball just low. Good-looking slider. Jack Brannigan with the black number 17 numerals on the back of the white jersey. Chicago area native, drafted out of Notre Dame in the third round by the Pirates this year. Here comes the 1-1. Brannigan swings in, fouls it off the end of the bat over to the right side. He's behind 1-2, and now all of a sudden, Clado, after a four-pitch leadoff walk, one strike away from stranding that leadoff runner. Heck of a nice crowd still filtering in here to Lee Com as we speak. From the stretch, Clado, the 1-2 pitch. Brannigan swings and misses, and the Marauders leave Chang stranded on second here in the first inning. No scores. We make our way to the second inning here at Lee Com. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy but warm here at Lee Com Park for Fan Appreciation Night. We make our way to the second inning. No score between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles. Kalai Rosario leads off at Fort Myers and smacks a first pitch foul over the right side. Yoelvis Del Rosario, three up and three down in the top of the first. Fly out, ground out, strike out, swinging. The 0-1. Swinging a bouncing ball, hit hard to short. Sungche Chang to his left, grabs it, throws to first. A high throw, and Juan Jerez can't look it into his glove. Well, Jerez kept it from flying by him. He knocked it down with his glove, and it landed close by. But Chang unable to hit his target there on the throw, so that will result in a throwing error. Only Chang's seventh error of the season puts the leadoff man aboard here in the seventh. Haven't seen much of that from Chang this season. His throw is normally right on target. Here's Ben Ross. Righty facing a right-handed hitter. The pitch. High and inside, brushed him back. Fastball, slider, changeup, a mix for Yoelvis Del Rosario. As we saw back in the first inning, he will ratchet that fastball up to 96. 1-0. Fastball again, this time on the inside corner, a strike. The Marauders and the home whites here on Fan Appreciation Night. Two-tone alternate hats, black crown, gold bill. Mighty Muscles in the traditional road grays with purple numbering and lettering. 1-1. That's high and inside. Ben Ross has shown a good eye. He's also shown some ability to gain extra base hits. .412 slugging percentage over his first 15 games at single A. A lead off of first by Kalai Rosario. Here's the 2-1. Too high, three balls and one strike. First time that Del Rosario has fallen behind a hitter tonight. He sets above the belt. He brings the 3-1. Ross takes one high and inside, ball four. Those walks have been an issue lately for Bradenton, and we've mentioned it ad nauseum on the broadcast over the past several games. But dipping into the exact numbers on those walks lately, over the last 10 games, Bradenton pitching has walked a total of 76 batters. a total of 7.6 walks per game over the team's last 10 contests. So Delrow, a throwing error and a walk, puts two men aboard with nobody out for Rubel Cespedes. Mighty Muscles trying to grab the first run of the game. Here's the pitch to Cespedes, and the left-handed hitter takes high. Fort Myers coming out on top last night. 4-0 the final score. Was the seventh time this season the Marauders have been shut out. Bradenton managed all of three hits, each of them singles. The 1-0 coming. Del Rosario just misses outside. Cespedes with a slight check swing. Wind blowing across the field left to right. 7 miles per hour. Del Rosario in dire need of a ground ball or some form of out here. Trying to keep this game scoreless. Tall, open stance by Cespedes. The 2-0 on its way. Fastball right there for a strike. Other action in the Florida State League aside from the aforementioned Tampa and Dunedin game. Clearwater and Lakeland score tied 1-1, top of the third inning. Lakeland Flying Tigers still hanging on by a thread to the postseason chase, although they're pretty far back. 2-1, swung on, rope to second. Diving stop by Johnson. Throw to second is off the glove of Chang. Everybody's safe on the play. Tremendous effort there by Tamar Johnson on the backhand diving stop. And then the flick over to Chang covering the bag at second. Not quite on the mark, and so Chang couldn't look it into the glove. That's going to go down as another Bradenton error. Their second of the inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. I would imagine this one goes to Johnson. That throw was not on target. Keone Cavaco to the plate. Bases juiced. The pitch. Swing and a foul back. Keone Cavaco ranks second on the team. And home runs for the Mighty Muscles. 9 of them on the season. That man right there, Kalai Rosario on third, leads the club in that category. Force plays everywhere here for the Bradenton infield. The 0-1 toss. Cavaco swings and lines it to left field. Gonzalez coming in. Makes the catch. Runner tagging from third coming home. Gonzalez throw to the plate. Is not in time as Rosario scores standing up. A throw behind the runner at second base by Hendry. Not in time as Ben Ross dives back in safely. Great effort there by Tres Gonzalez coming up throwing from left field. But the speed of Kalai Rosario able to beat the throw. So it's a sack fly to left field by Keone Cavaco, and the Mighty Muscles take a 1-0 lead. First and second with one gun, here comes Nate Baez. Drove in a run last night with an RBI single in the fourth. Mighty Muscles have scored first in each of the first 5 games of the series. Runner dancing around off second. Pitch to Baez. Swung on. Drill deep right field. Campagna going back. He's looking up, and this ball is gone onto the boardwalk. 3-run homer off the bat of Nate Baez. That is his first single-A home run. And the Mighty Muscles are starting to break it open early tonight here at Lecom Park. This crowd just got a whole lot quieter. Nate Baez mashes a 3-run blast out to the boardwalk in right field following the sack fly by Cavaco. So 4-0 Muscles. Here's Daniel Osoria, switch hitter from the left side. Takes a strike from Del Rosario. The windup and the 0-1 to Osoria. Swings early on it and foul tips it back. You know, Elvis Del Rosario bitten by the long ball here in the second. He's ahead on Osoria, 0-2. His full windup and the pitch. High and inside. Command not super sharp for Delrow here in the second inning. Dramatic contrast to where he was in the first inning. Pinpoint command in the first. 3 up and 3 down. A 1-2. Swinging a pop-up behind home plate. This gets out of play. Wyatt Henry doing the catching tonight. Wind up. 1-2. Taken inside. Del Rosario's having to throw a lot of extra pitches now this inning. Nobody on with one gone. He brings the 2-2. Osorio swings and bounces it foul first base side. He has the signal from Hendry. Another 2-2 pitch. Swung on and popped him up. Right side of the infield, Tamar Johnson might be the one to make the catch. And yes, he will. Shallow in the grass in right center. Puts it away as the sun comes back out from behind the clouds. Two gone for the Muscles. That'll bring up Misael Urbina, but not before the pitching coach, Yorman Bizardo, comes out for a mound visit. Well, you're on Fan Appreciation Night, as you've heard all the announcements and all the little tidbits shared in advance. Folks here in attendance have the chance to win some awesome prizes tonight. Again, looking one of our biggest crowds of the season down the Seating Bowl. And we have post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser coming up after the game. So if you're listening to the game down at the Seating Bowl tonight, if you've forgotten about that post-game fireworks show, we encourage you to stay tuned after the game for that show. Final fireworks display of the season here in 2022. Mound meeting over. Misael Urbina steps into the box for the Muscles. Wind up and toss. Urbina takes a fastball strike. Four runs, one hit for the Mighty Muscles. No runs, no hits yet for Bradenton. The 0-1. Urbina with a check swing and a breaking ball. Yes, he did go around. Trey Ward lifts his fist, saying yes, he did go on the check swing. Quickly, the windup and the 0-2. Check swing again by Urbina. Did he go? This time he did not. Some scattered fans down below thought he did. Rare to go. Del Rosario, the 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Urbina flails at a slider, and the inning is over. The damage done, though. Four runs cross home, including a three-run homer. 4-0 Muscles. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The good old frozen t-shirt contest, the between innings game here at Lee Comm Park. Fan appreciation night here on this Saturday. Spencer Smith welcoming you back in. Wyatt Henry leads off for Bradenton. Last year's seventh round draft pick by the Pirates. First pitch to him here, misses inside on a slide piece from the right-hander Tomas Clato. Clato issued a leadoff walk in the first, then bounced back to strike out three men in a row. Left the runner stranded. 1-0 pitch, a fastball strike. 4-0 Mighty Muscles into an early lead. Sack fly by Keone Cavaco and a three-run homer by Nate Baez, putting the visitors into a commanding advantage. 1-1. Henry takes a wicked breaking ball. Strike two. That slider a good one. Here's the windup and the 1-2. Henry swings and smokes a line drive single to center field. Sweet looking swing there by Wyatt Henry. First hit of the ball game for the Marauders. And Bradenton looking to punch back from this four-run deficit. Henry with that base hit has now reached base safely in seven of his last nine games. Brendan Dixon hits next. Designated hitter tonight for the Marauders. First pitch taking. It's a fastball right down the pipe. 0-1. Fastball has some sink on it from right-hander Clado. He sets. Kicks and delivers. Low and outside. Dixon lays off. Brendan Dixon and Sung Che Cheng, two of the sharpest eyes not only on the team but in the league. Dixon, 215 batting average, but a 341 on base percentage in spite of that. Thanks to his 50 walks, that is the second highest walk total among Marauders batters. 1-1. Taken wide. Brendan Dixon out of Argyle, Texas, not far from Dallas, Fort Worth. Picked in the 20th round last year out of Weatherford College. He's been with the team all season. 2-1. Swings and fouls it back. Brendan Dixon, I think, needs a little extra pine tar there on the handle of the bat. No, maybe he broke it. He's going all the way back down into the dugout. Looks like Dixon was pointing to that handle. There may have been a little hairline crack in that handle. He reemerges from the dugout with a similarly colored bat. Sort of a faded cherry red barrel to it. Faded black handle. And settling in, showing a little bit of those black and gold socks right around the ankle. Ready, Clado comes home with a 2-2 pitch. Up and away, nowhere close, and Dixon works it full. Fort Myers up 4-0, but Wyatt Henry leadoff single. He's on first base here in the bottom of the second. 3-2 pitch, Dixon takes outside, ball four. First two men reach base for the Marauders. Henry at second base, sharing some laughs and smiles with some of the Mighty Muscles infielders. Juan Jerez digs into the batter's box. 20-year-old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. The pitch. He swings and grounds one softly right side of the infield. Second baseman grabs it. Schoble makes a nice toss to first base. After ranging far to his glove side, it's in time to retire Jerez. Almost able to sneak that ground ball through the infield. But Tanner Schoble showing off some remarkable glove side range. Here is Tres Gonzalez with an RBI opportunity. Second and third for Bradenton with only one away. They trail 4-0. Clado tosses home. Fastball is there for a strike. Hendry on third. Brendan Dixon at second base. Base knock to the outfield, provided it's not hit too hard at directly at one of the outfielders, should bring home both. 0-1. Swinging a line drive. That is caught by the second baseman. Schoble. Throw to second base to Miller. Doubles off Dixon. And in the blink of an eye, the rally is over. We're through two innings here at Lecon Park. Fort Myers 4, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Already through two innings, a couple of frustrating twists and turns for the Marauders tonight. They trail the Mighty Muscles 4-0. Noah Miller leads off the third for the Muscles and fouls away the first pitch in the air on the third base side. UAB's Del Rosario trying to fight back from a four-run second inning. Here the 30 deals the 0-1. Miller takes over the outside corner, ruled a strike, 0-2. The windup and the 0-2 from the righty is outside. Top of the second inning, three-run homer by Nate Baez. Sack fly by Keone Cavaco. The 1-2, swing and a dribbler foul. Waiting on deck for the Mighty Muscles, Tanner Schobel made a couple of nice defensive plays last half inning. The Marauders unable to take advantage of a threat with two runners on the bases. 1-2 again. Miller swings and bounces it toward first. Backhanded by Juan Jerez. Underhand flip to Del Rosario in plenty of time to retire Miller. Juan Jerez getting a lot more opportunities at first base after the first month plus of the season. Looking very, very comfortable over the past couple of months over at first base. Here's Tanner Schobel to the plate for the second time. He lays off a pitch outside. Del Rosario, a quick worker. He brings the 1-0. Swung on, smashed on the ground to third. Backhanded by Brannigan. Throw to first. A laser beam in time to get him. Jack Brannigan just makes it look so easy down to the hot corner. With the glove, with the arm, he does it all over there. Kalani Rosario reached on a throwing error by Sung Che Chang, and that was what opened the floodgates to begin the second inning. Here he is for his second AB. Wind up in the pitch. There's a breaking ball in the dirt. Rosario facing the right-hander, Del Rosario. No relation. The 1-0 on its way. And fastball paints the black in the outside corner, a strike. Two outs with the bases empty. A couple of ground outs, getting Del Rosario off in fine shape here in the third. He just misses low with the next pitch. Immediately wants to challenge. Here we go. This one is upheld. The Marauders, for the first time, lose a challenge tonight. Previously had Sung Che Chang challenge a couple of ball strike calls offensively. His first plate appearance of the game, they were both successful. So the 2-1 now, swung on a missed. Del Rosario blowing the fastball by him at 95. On something that Del Rosario talked about earlier this summer is the fact that he's trying to learn how to better adjust mid-game, trying to see hitters' timing and tendencies, make those adjustments through the next time through the order. 2-2, breaking ball low and outside. Rosario doesn't chase. Count is full on the cleanup hitter for the Mighty Muscles. Baseball America has Kalai Rosario ranked as the Twins' number 24 prospect. Here's the 3-2. Breaking ball swatted to left field, just out of the reach of a leaping Jack Brannigan. That's going to be a two-out single. So not quite a three-up and three-down inning for Del Rosario, who will face Ben Ross now. Ross last night, 0-for-3 with a walk. Has a walk in his first plate appearance tonight. Righty on a righty with a runner on first. Here's the pitch. Ross swings and lines this one to left field for a hit. Tres Gonzalez comes up with it. And lead runner Rosario stopping at second base. And unfortunately, this is starting to bear some resemblance to the last time Del Rosario took the mound. Got roughed up for a season-high 8 hits allowed last weekend against Dunedin. He's allowed 3 tonight and some more hard-hit contact beyond those 3 hits. Bradenton pitching really struggling over this last couple of weeks. Rubel Cespedes the hitter. Del Rosario trying to escape a jam. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Adam out in front. 4 runs on just 3 hits for the Muscles. No runs on 1 hit for the Marauders, who have committed 2 costly errors. Cespedes wiggling around, waiting for the pitch. Here it is, the 0-1. Check swing, bouncing ball to third. Brannigan takes it, and he's going to try and make the tag onto the lead runner. Yes, he does there onto Kalai Rosario. End of inning, so no damage done here in the third after all. But the Muscles still lead it 4-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and
back here at Lecom Park in Bradenton, 4-0 Fort Myers leading the Marauders, and Sergio Campagna leads off for the home team, takes a first pitch breaking ball for strike one. The right-hander Tomas Cleto, 21-year-old from the Dominican, facing his countryman Campagna, who swings through the next pitch, another slider, strike two. That slider has been a dandy for Cleto tonight. Through 2 scoreless innings, 3 strikeouts, a line into a double play, just 1 walk allowed, make it 2 walks actually. Next pitch low. All four runs coming in this game for the Mighty Muscles in the top of the second. Three-run homer by Nate Baez and a sack fly by Keone Cavaco. 1-2, quick pitch just off the outside corner. Campagna wisely watching it go by. Campagna, 4 for his last 10, spanning his last three games. Two runs batted in during that period. 2-2, quick pitch again, check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Campagna working the count full. He's the number 9 hitter in the order tonight. He's batted all up and down the lineup this season for the Marauders. 3-2, pitch is high and inside, and he earns a leadoff walk. The Marauders have now had the leadoff man aboard in each of the three innings to the plate tonight, trying to translate it to at least one run this time around. Sung Che Cheng, this man here, led off the first with a walk. Stole second, was left stranded. Marauders in the second, a single, a double, then a ground out, then a line out into a double play. First pitch to Cheng is low. Sergio Campagna, blazing speed on first base. Marauders trailing by 4. Believe it's unlikely we would see him run in this situation. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a line drive softly to second base. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Tanner Schobel grabs it, throws to first base, doubling off Campagna. That just can't happen. That is the second time in as many innings the Marauders have lined out into a double play. Now, if you're the hitter, not much you can do there, but if you're the base runner, you just have to know to freeze there. Make sure that ball gets through. These moments are going to haunt the Marauders as they deal with this four-run deficit. Here's Tamar Johnson. First pitch taking. That's inside. Clato working quickly tonight. The 1-0 pitch is there for a strike over the outside half. Marauders entering this game tied for first atop the West Division standings, trying to take advantage of it with a win tonight. 1-1. Johnson lays off a pitch low. Denny and Blue Jays losing a rain-shortened game earlier today to the Tampa Tarpons. Final score of 3-1. Game lasted just 5 innings. 2-1 coming. Swing and a foul back by Johnson. Always takes big cuts up there. Always mechanically smooth and sound swings, though. Johnson sporting all the black and gold trimmings. Gold long sleeve on the right arm underneath the white jersey. The 2-2 pitch takes inside and the count full. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Johnson swings and misses. Fastball 95, inning over. Frustration mounting for the Marauders. They trail 4-0 through 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
My mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
Got my mind set on you.
Sun's setting in Bradenton and casting beautiful hues all over Lecom Park, celebrating its 100th birthday next year. Fan Appreciation Night 2022 here at Lecom. Glad you could join us on this Saturday. Keone Cavaco leads off the fourth for Fort Myers. Swings the first pitch and fouls it back over the roof here. 0-1 as the Muscles send up the bottom third of their lineup. Fun for all ages tonight. A little guy enjoying the game. The atmosphere. 0-1 pitch. Waved at and missed by Cavaco. 0-2 way ahead of the off speed. From Yoelvis Del Rosario. Marauders right-hander with two strikeouts through his first three innings, but allowing four runs on three hits. He winds up and offers up the 0-2, low and outside. Bradenton with opportunities on the base paths, have not been able to cash in offensively. Meanwhile, Del Rosario trying to keep this game as close as possible for his side of the efforts. 1-2 pitch is outside and low. For those just joining us, top of the second inning, saw Keone Cavaco bring home the game's first run with a line drive to left field that plated Kalai Rosario for the game's first run. And Nate Baez followed with a three-run blast out to right field. The 2-2 is on its way. Just misses low. Ball three. That was awfully close. Well, live tracker shows more outside than low. The windup, the 3-2, and Cavaco takes a pitch that apparently missed the outside corner, and that's, wow. Not sure what to say about that one. Live tracker shows that really clipped the edge, and oh, a late challenge call, and the Marauders get it in their favor. Holy smokes. So it is a strikeout after all, and Keone Cavaco doesn't like it. Brian Meyer, the Mighty Muscles manager, coming down to the plate umpire Chad Westlake and has a bone to pick with him. And I think his argument here is that Del Rosario and the Marauders took too long to challenge that. Challenges have to be made immediately, but umpires will occasionally give a little bit of leeway there. Brian Meyer is not happy at all. He has some stern words for Chad Westlake as he turns and walks away back to his third base coaching box. So Keone Cavaco waved out on strikes after the challenge call by Bradenton. Here's Nate Baez, a three-run homer his first time up. Here, a first-pitch strike. The windup and the right-hander's 0-1. Fastball there, strike two. He touched 97 on the radar gun that time. That's about as high as we've seen Del Rosario on that fastball this year. Way ahead, 0-2. The windup. Pitch number three. Baez swings and drives it deep center. On the run, Gorski. He is to the warning track. Looks up. This ball is off the wall. Gorski plays it well. Throwing towards second. The ball arrives on a bounce and not in time as Nate Baez cruises in with a stand-up double off the center field wall. Boy, he almost had his second home run of the game there. 1-0-1 off the bat of Nate Baez on that sweet-looking swing. And a really good job by Matt Gorski. He played that carom perfectly well. Daniel Osorio, a bat next. Number 9 hitter in the order for the Muscles. Here's the pitch. He takes low and inside. Backhanded lunge by Hendry. Keeps it from flying wildly. Hey, Baez fiddling around with that shoe there on second base. Maybe tying his shoe. Off into his lead, here comes the 1-0. Swinging a line drive right field. This is caught by Sergio Campagna. Barely had to move. A bluff of a tag off second now by Baez. He'll stay put on second base. Sergio Campagna just staring that ball down as it was hit hard right at him. That's oftentimes the toughest play for an outfielder to make. Campagna makes it pretty effortlessly, though. Two away here at the top of the fourth with the Mighty Muscles leading 4-0. 105 on the exit velo on that line out. Misael Urbina, leadoff hitter to the plate now. First pitch swinging, sends a fly ball right center. Campagna gliding in, makes the routine catch, inning over, so the one-out double goes for naught. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Marauders trying to get on the board. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Mother Nature has not disappointed us tonight. It's a beautiful Saturday evening for Fan Appreciation Night 2022 here at Lecomp Park. Marauders trying to put some runs on the board. They trail Fort Myers 4-0. Matt Gorski leads off for Bradenton and takes a fastball high from Tomas Clato. 21-year-old righty from the Dominican working on three scoreless frames so far. His motion and the 1-0. Gorski takes inside just by his knuckles. 2-0, 3-4-5 in the order for the Marauders here in the fourth. Gorski will be followed by Jack Brannigan and Wyatt Hendry. 2-0 delivery. Swung on, driven foul, right field line. Yoelvis Del Rosario has made one big mistake pitch tonight. That was serving up a three-run home run to Nate Baez, part of a four-run second inning for the Mighty Muscles. Other than that, Del Rosario doing a good job to keep the Marauders in this one. Gorski receives the 2-1 pitch and swings and crushes it foul down the left field line. And he turned on that ball hard. This group of fellows down the left field line join the game for the bleachers tonight. 2-2 the count on Matt Gorski, the rehabber from AA Altoona. Pitch swung on, lifted to straightaway center field. Backing up Urbina, he has a read on it, and shy of the warning track, he stops, sets his feet, and makes the catch. I'll have to admit, that ball made it deeper than I thought it would off the bat, as Gorski put a decent-looking swing on it. Got some decent carry. Ball caught, though, for out number one. Here's Jack Brannigan, down on strikes his first time up. Pitch here, slider for a strike. Tomas Clato has not been afraid to work hitters backwards tonight. Seen quite a few of those first pitch sliders. The 0-1, slider again, swung on and cracked. Deep left field, Osorio at the wall. He reaches up and makes the catch out near the visitor's bullpen. Nice, nice looking stroke by Jack Brannigan, but he comes up just shy of the wall. And the first two men retired for the Marauders here in the fourth inning. Here's Wyatt Hendry. He singled his first time up. The pitch. Breaking ball a little too high. Fort Myers, four runs, four hits, no errors. Bradenton, no runs, one hit, and two errors. Here's the 1-0. Hendry takes high. Two balls, no strikes, and Tomas Clato's proving to be one of the fastest workers we have seen in the FSL this season. Already the 2-0 coming. Hendry, a big swing and a miss.
Landry, asking plate umpire Chad Westlake if that one was within the strike zone. He appears to say yes. 2-1 is there for strike two at the knees. Sun sitting beautifully off of the third base side. That can cause some problems for the first baseman and right fielder here. 2-2. Just misses that outside corner, and the count, it runs full. Plato thought he had him. Kind of a wry smile to himself. 3-2 pitch misses low, and Hendry earns a two-out walk here in the fourth. So Wyatt Hendry's first two plate appearances tonight, helping boost his OBP a tad. Brandon Dixon, one of the sneaky power sources this season for the Marauders. 8 home runs on the season. One big swing of the bat for him could trim this deficit in half. Here's the pitch. He takes way outside. Tomas Clato has been mostly on point with his command tonight, but when he's gone through his brief periods of missing, he's missed by some wide margins. Jackson Hicks is tossing in the Fort Myers bullpen. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Dixon got a center cut fastball, maybe a bit up in the zone. Couldn't connect on it. Hendry, the runner on first base. 2 outs. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a drive down the right field line. Dixon pushes this one foul into the crowd. Look out over there. Finds an empty row of the bleachers. Bounces out and down into one of the green seats down there. Game 5 of 6 game series. The Marauders, with one more win on the weekend, will clinch a series victory over the Mighty Muscles, who have put up some good battles in this head-to-head matchup throughout the season. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch to Dixon. He swings and lines it right to the shortstop. Miller in the inning is over. Marauders leave a man stranded here in the fourth. Remains 4-0 Muscles heading to the fifth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sun setting, hot dogs warm, beer cold. Perfect Saturday night here at Lecon Park. Fan appreciation night. Noah Miller leads off the fifth inning for Fort Myers, swinging and missing. Through a first pitch offering from UL's Del Rosario, 0-1 the count. Spencer Smith back with you for game 5 of the 6 game set. 0-1, swing and a miss. Awkward looking cut by Noah Miller. Always pretty well disciplined and balanced up the plate. Didn't look comfortable on that swing. Well, he's still Rosario throwing a changeup to him. Works way ahead in the count, 0-2. The right-hander winds up and deals. Miller takes outside. Still a 4-run second inning for the Mighty Muscles remains the difference in this game. Del Rosario nodding swiftly to Hendry's sign. 1-2 pitch. Rides high, a fastball, 94. Bradenton at the moment tied with the Dunedin Blue Jays for first place in the West Division. Delro cranks, fires the 2-2, swinging a bouncing ball, pulled hard to first, backhanded by Jerez on a tricky bounce. Throw to first is in time with Del Rosario covering. That was not an easy bounce at all for Juan Jerez to field to his backhand side, but he got it done cleanly. Another look at it. That ball maybe had some slight topspin on it. Juan Jerez, a good job to make the adjustment. Here's Tanner Schobel. First pitch, taking knee high, a strike. The bases are empty with one away. Mighty Muscles staked out to a 4-0 lead. The pitch, swinging a worm burner over toward short. Chang shuffling to his left, quickly grabs it, throws on to first, and in time. Yoelvis Del Rosario looking nice here, reinventing himself here in the middle going of this game. Ground balls are plenty over these last few innings for Del Rosario as he faces Kalai Rosario. Wind up and offering. Rosario takes a fastball strike, 95 from the Marauders righty. A little dragonfly friend of ours has decided to get a front row seat on the netting somewhere. The 0-1 pitch, and that fastball at the knees for a strike. Just got to make sure you're out of the way of foul balls there, pal. That's my only advice to you. No balls and two strikes on Kalai Rosario. Wind up, 0-2, swinging a ground ball, base hit into right field. Splits between Jerez and Johnson. And so the Mighty Muscles say no, no, no to a 3-up, 3-down inning. Ben Ross will be the next man up. Rodgers have not managed to retire him yet tonight. Walked in the second, singled in the third. Now there's a right-hander throwing in the Bradenton bullpen. From the stretch, pitch to Ross. Is down the middle for a strike. Looks like the changeup from Del Rosario. Looks like that dragonfly friend of ours right behind home plate. Yeah, that's the danger zone, man. Got to be really, really careful. The 0-1, breaking ball low. On first base, Kalai Rosario. Two-hit night for him. Righty facing a right-handed batter. Here's the 1-1. High and inside, and yes, that clipped Ross, thought so. Heard an extra little tick there as that ball arrived home. Glancing off the jersey of Ben Ross, so he's hit by the pitch, and this fifth inning extends further. Rubel Cespedes to the plate. Some raw power from that left side. In fact, two of his four home runs this season have come against the Marauders. Cespedes tonight has reached out an error and grounded into a fielder's choice. First and second, two gone. Here's the pitch. He swings in, lifts it, foul territory, third baseline, and out of play into the crowd. Now, one guy down there looked like he was trying to take his hat off, maybe make the catch inside his hat. A different guy races up the stairs and picks it up. Kalai Rosario on second. Ben Ross at first base for the Mighty Muscles. Here comes the 0-1. Up and in. Cespedes leans backwards away from it. Del Rosario trying to make it through the fifth inning himself. He retired the first two men here in the frame. Two out single and a hit by pitch following the 1-1. Cespedes watches it go by high. Drew Irvin, right-hander tossing in the Marauders' bullpen. Del Rosario ready, pauses, looks back at second, 2-1 pitch. Low and outside, he falls behind 3-1. to Rubel Cespedes. Right-hander leaning in for the signal. He has it from Hendry. Hands together above the belt. Pick off to second base. Sam throws on the money, but it's not in time. Rosario dives in safely. Three and one as Del Rosario tries to battle back during this plate appearance. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced to first. Eats up Perez, bounces into right field. Around third being waved home is Rosario. Throw from right field goes into second base. Trailing runner coming home. Chang's throw home, not in time. Runner going to second. Out there, a chaos. Chaotic play there. Scores two. The Marauders get out of it, but they're now in a 6-0 hole here at Lecomp Park. We'll be right back for the bottom of the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Manatee Memorial Hospital.
We're headed to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Marauders have an even steeper hill to climb now. It trails 6-0 to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Juan Jerez takes a first pitch breaking ball, a strike. New right-hander Jackson Hicks into the game for the Mighty Muscles, his second appearance of the series. He's ready, delivers the 0-1, and Jerez takes a pitch low. The line is final tonight for the Mighty Muscles starter, Tomas Clado. Hicks, sporting the classic-looking stirrups, fires home the 1-1, swinging a bouncing ball softly toward short. Miller charges, gloves it, throws to first in time. This evening has brought a lot of frustration on many fronts of the game for the Marauders. Not a lot of hard contact, and when Bradenton has made hard contact, they have gotten unlucky. Been hit right at defenders frequently. The Marauders have lined into two double plays already. Here's Tres Gonzalez, one of the men who had tough luck in one of those particular spots. First pitch, a strike to Tres. Gonzo lined into a 4-6 double play. Line out to the second baseman, Schobel, through to second base, and that doubled off Brendan Dixon, who had wandered too far off. 0-1 pitch, low and inside. Beautiful-looking stirrups, purple stirrups with white sanitary socks showing underneath. 1-1, swung on, roped into center field, a hard-hit single for Tres Gonzalez. This time around, able to find some green into the outfield for a base hit. Gonzalez, a nice little grin for first base coach Casey Harms. And the Marauders have just their second hit of the night here. They're going to try and string some together. Here's Sergio Campagna, walk his first time. Pitch, Breaking ball finds the upper reaches of the strike zone. 0-1. Looked like the wheels were turning for Campagna. Maybe he was thinking about challenging it, but he decides not to. The Marauders and Mighty Muscles both have two challenges remaining tonight. Hicks fires home, gets a swing and a miss by Campagna, and a breaking ball nowhere close. Campagna's really had that power blossom this season. Made more consistent contact this year than he did last year during his time as a Marauder. 0-2 pitches away. He watches it go. Gonzalez on first base. Cespedes holds him on. The 1-2 pitch swung on, driven deep left center. On his horse, Urbina going back over his head. It bounces up against the wall, stays in play. Gonzalez coming into third. He gets the stop sign there. Campagna knocks a double to the wall in center field. Sergio Campagna strokes it deep to center field. He gets a two-bagger out of it. Now the Marauders for the second time tonight have two in scoring position. Campagna going down into the zone to get that ball. And Daniel Azoria got a little bit too close to the wall to play that carom correctly. Sung Chae Chang trying to produce a run or two now. Back-to-back one-out hits. Here's the pitch. Chang takes fastball on the inside corner, a strike, and Chang challenges it. Overturned. Ball one. That is three successful challenges tonight by Sung Chae Chang alone. Live tracker here reveals that one was indeed an inch or two off that inside corner. The 1-0 coming. Swing and a foul back. Lightning bolt flashing beyond center field. There are some dark gray clouds off on the horizon beyond the outfield, along with hues and streaks of purple and pink. The 1-1. Low and inside, almost got away from Baez. Tres Gonzalez at third base. He singled to center field. Sergio Campagna doubled to center field. He's the runner on second. Bradenton trailing by six here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 2-1 from Hicks. Chang with a swing and a miss through a fastball. The Marauders so far tonight 0-4 with runners in scoring position. Trying to reverse that stat right now. Hicks brings home the 2-2 pitch. A swing and a drive out to right center field. Fairly deep. Urbina back. Rosario back. This one bounces over the wall on the boardwalk. That'll score two runs as Sung Chae Chang has himself an automatic double. Chang is racing all the way home here, circling the bases, not realizing that Trey Ward had ruled that a double. And here comes Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout. From up here in the booth, that looked like it bounced over the wall and onto the boardwalk. So he's going to get the verdict here from Trey Ward, who appeared to hold up his two fingers, signaling automatic double. So Trey Ward explaining what he saw to JJ as we get a look at it on the replay here. Chang with that deep drive to right center field. Well hit. Okay, that ball landed. Bounced on the warning track. Oh, that skimmed. Yeah, that skimmed up against the Hooters sign. And that does appear to be the right call by Trey Ward. So Chang, after circling the bases just in case. Not bad thinking there. Chang has to jog back out to second base. Timeout called. Here is Mighty Muscles pitching coach Carlos Hernandez out for a visit. So the plot thickens league-wide. For those who missed out on the information earlier in the broadcast, today's Tampa-Dunedin game featuring the first place and third place teams of the FFSL West Division. That game due to inclement weather up in Tampa was cut short to five innings. So, as a result, a 3-1 rain-shortened Tampa win over the Dunedin Blue Jays. That puts the Marauders back into a two-way tie for first place with Dunedin. Tampa remains in third place for the time being, but Marauders need to take advantage tonight and beat the Mighty Muscles this evening to not only give themselves a series win, but also to get themselves back into full possession of first place in the West Division standings. A lot at stake here in the final week plus of the season. As the Mountain meeting comes to a close. Meanwhile, out in Central Florida, Lakeland Flying Tigers lead Clearwater 4-1. Lakeland, a team that's hanging on by a thread in the division race. Tamar Johnson, the next batter for the Marauders. Here's the pitch. He takes low. Crowd getting into it now as the Marauders are on the board on a two-run double by Sung Che Cheng. Bleeding both Tres Gonzalez and Sergio Campagna. Here's the set by Hicks. Dancing around is Cheng. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball for a strike. Johnson wants to challenge it. Chad Westlake looking up to the booth. Hey, we have another overturned call. Marauders batting nearly 1,000 in the challenge ball and strike calls. So nice call there by Termar. 2-0 the count on the left-handed batter. Hicks fires. And that one finds the inside corner. Johnson would like to challenge this one. Let's see what we get here. Chad Westlake will overturn this one. My goodness, the Marauders are seeing it well tonight and making good decisions on the challenges. Really comes as no surprise, though, as Tamar Johnson has shown such good plate discipline, good knowledge of his strike zone. Here comes the 3-0. Hicks catches the outside corner, and Johnson will not challenge this one, and probably wisely so. Our live tracker is showing that that did clip the outside corner. So good call by Chad Westlake. Cheng dancing back and forth off second. 3-1 pitch. Johnson takes low and outside. A walk puts another man on the base paths. And that's going to bring up Matt Gorski. Matt Gorski in three games on minor league rehab assignment with the Marauders is 1-for-8. That one hit is a solo homer. First and second, only one gone. Here's the pitch by Hicks. Gorski takes outside just by a hair. Deficit still stands at 4 for Bradenton. They've come surging back from a 6-0 deficit. Score 6-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. The 1-0 pitch. Gorski checks his swing and a pitch outside. Did he go? No, he did not. Pretty close on the check swing. Jackson Hicks, the Chapel Hill, North Carolina native, played club baseball at UNC. 2-0. Swing and a scorched ground ball foul. Look out, Gustavo Omana. As usual, he plays it off well. Gustavo just sort of using his body language to will it far away from his body. No damage done. Now Matt Gorski trying to deliver a clutch base hit as another bolt of lightning strikes the ground well beyond center field. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That slider was nowhere close. He was trying to cheat the fastball. Outfielder on minor league rehab assignment from Double A Altoona. Baseball America has Gorski as the Pirates' number 25 prospect in the system. 2-2 pitch. Gorski, a swing and a miss. He's gone. 2 outs for the Marauders. Jack Brannigan sent one all the way to the left field wall his last time up. He bats for the third time here in the fifth inning. Two outs, two runners aboard for the Marauders. And here's the pitch. Breaking ball from Hicks in for strike one. Difficulties continue for Brannigan. 5 for his last 44. There has been a substantial amount of hard contact in there. Bad luck figuring in a bit. Marty the Marauder reading our wireless camera down there. Next pitch. Breaking ball again. Strike two. Sung Che Cheng, the runner on second base. A two-run double to right center. Tamar Johnson on first. He walked. Marauders trying to chip away further at this deficit. Hicks, ready. Double steal coming. Pitches high. Throw to third. Not in time. Chang takes third. Johnson swipes second. That, folks, is a potential glimpse into the future of what could be up in Pittsburgh a few years from now. Sungjae Chang, Tamar Johnson burning up the base paths. A double steal. Now, Jack Brannigan trying to bring them both home. Hicks, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the inning is over. The Marauders strand another pair here in the fifth inning. The two-run double by Chang, though, brings them within four. We have the sixth inning next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
A little beach baseball during the past inning break here at Lecom as the fun and games between innings continue. Will Kobos on the pitch for the Marauders here in the sixth, and his first pitch, a fastball high and tight to Keone Cavaco. 6-2, Fort Myers in the driver's seat here in this game. This Saturday evening, bringing you fan appreciation night here at Lecom Park. Kobos kicks his leg, fires. Cavaco takes a breaking ball strike. Will Kobos, just like Matt Gorski, playing center field tonight for the Marauders on minor league rehab assignment from AA Altoona. Kobos sets away from his chest. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up first base side. Out of play onto the fan plaza. Line is final for Yoelvis Del Rosario tonight. He goes five innings for the fifth straight time. Six hits, six runs, only two earned. One walk, three strikeouts, and he allowed a long ball. Three-run homer by Nate Baez and a sack fly by Keone Cavaco in the second. 1-2, Cavaco checks his swing and a pitch here. Did he go? No, not quite. Well, Del Rosario, unfortunately, did not get a lot of help from his defense. Two Marauders errors helping open the gates for those four runs in the second. Kobos, the 2-2 pitch. Cavaco swings, flies it to right field. Campagna got a late jump, but he's trotting in. And, oh, he didn't see it at all. This is a fair ball, and it's into the corner. Oh, goodness. Sergio Campagna, to his credit, played it off well, acting like he did see it. And on a leisurely jog around the bases was Keone Cavaco. I don't think he even realized how far he hit it. That ball ends up bouncing in fair ground in the right field corner and bounces over out of play. This is that twilight time of the evening here at Lecom Park as we inch our way closer to the top of the 8 o'clock hour. You can see last second there, Campagna holding up his right hand to second baseman Tamar Johnson as if to say, I don't see it, do you see it? Here's Nate Baez. First pitch, a rip and a miss. So leadoff double gives the Mighty Muscles their seventh hit of the evening. We're still only in the sixth inning. The 0-1 by Cobos. Diaz, or rather Baez, swings and drives it to left field. Gonzalez camping underneath it, and Trask puts it away with a routine catch. Keone Cavaco stays put at second. To the number 9 spot in the order now, Daniel Osorio lined out hard to the right fielder Campagna in his previous at-bat. Man on second, one away. Will Cobos continues on in relief here in the sixth. His pitch taken just low. Cobos, last name spelled K-O-B-O-S. Pirates' 19th round selection in 2018 out of George Washington University. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Osorio put a big cut onto it. Cobos working with that runner on second. Try not to let this deficit grow any larger for Bradenton. 1-1. Osorio checks his swing and cannot hold up. Goes after the high heater. Count 1-2. Plate umpire Chad Westlake making the call himself on that check swing. Not a difficult one to make. Osorio, scrappy, speedy, 5'9", 165 pounds. 22-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Crouching stance, here's the 1-2. He takes low. Mighty Muscles lead this game 6-2. They led it 6-0 coming out of the top of the fifth. Sung Che Cheng, two-run double to right center. Put the Marauders on the board for the first time tonight. Right-hander's 2-2 offering. Osorio swing and a miss. He chased a breaker in the dirt. Wide Hendry plucks it out of the dirt and applies the tag, completing that strikeout. Daniel Osorio fooled badly on the nasty breaking ball from Cobos. That curveball's an impressive one from Cobos. Hot dog race on deck here at Lecom Park. Hot dog, ketchup, and mustard will race around the warning track following this half inning. As the first pitch to Misael Urbina is low outside. Fort Myers, 3 runs in the second tonight. Rather, 4 runs in the second, 2 added on in the fifth. 1-0, Urbina swings and fouls it away in the air down the right field line. Marauders, as we mentioned, getting that Sung Che Cheng 2-run double, bottom of the fifth. They left 2 men stranded in scoring position when all was said and done in the fifth inning. On second base, Keone Cavaco for the Muscles right now. 1-1. Swing and another drive. Punched foul in the air down the right field line. So Yoelvis Del Rosario makes it through 5 innings in his 6th consecutive start now. Continued consistencies out of the bullpen, but gets roughed up for 6 runs. 4 of them unearned. Cobos trying to finish off the sixth. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a fly ball. Shallow right fielder. Tamar Johnson out. This is maybe trouble. Johnson going out. He makes a tumbling catch. What a play. Tamar Johnson. Put that one on the highlight reel. That ends the top of the sixth inning. A man left stranded. We go to the bottom half. Bradenton trailing by 4. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Marty the Marauder, as per usual, interfering with the hot dog race tonight here at Lecom Park. And that looks like Tyler Skipper donning the hot dog outfit tonight. Hot dog the winner. Worked with the man for two seasons now, and only as of a couple months ago did I know Tyler Skipper possessed blazing speed. He wins the hot dog race tonight. Tyler Skipper, our stadium ops manager here at Lecom Park. Wyatt Hendry leads off the bottom of the sixth for Bradenton. First pitch, swings and fouls it back off to our right, out toward the main gate. A.J. Labus, the new pitcher into the game for the Mighty Muscles. Tomas Clato, starter, goes four. Jackson Hicks goes one in relief. Next one, swung on a miss. Hendry swings through a slider. Give you more on Labus in just a moment. Big right-hander, full windup, 0-2 pitch, check swing by Hendry, can't hold up on the slider low. He's down on strikes. So A.J. Labus, who is the second man out of the bullpen tonight for Fort Myers, carries in a 6.30 ERA over six appearances. Those numbers are totaled up between Fort Myers and the Florida Complex League. Brendan Dixon stands in, takes a fastball strike. Good command throughout his brief professional career. Labus, 25 strikeouts, 3 walks in his career, over 21 total innings. 0-1, breaking ball low and outside. Labus earlier this season dealt with an injury, and he was recently brought back into the Muscles pitching staff. His motion and the 1-1 delivery. Dixon takes a slide piece low. Mighty Muscles 6, Marauders 2, home half of the 6th inning. Will Kobos on minor league rehab, able to hold the Muscles scoreless top of the 6th. 2-1, swinging a ball, crunch down the line, foul down the left field line by Dixon. 100 miles an hour off the bat. And that hard hit foul ball that was inches outside the chalk line would have been extra bases. Labus winds, fires, 2-2 pitches, cut on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts by Labus to begin his first inning of relief work. Mighty Muscles roster has Labus listed at 6'3", 223 pounds. Wouldn't doubt that he's put on a little bit more bulk since those measurements were taken. Here's a fastball strike to Juan Jerez. Marauders trying to avoid the second straight loss tonight. They have still won four of their last five games despite last night's loss. 0-1 pitch comes inside on Jerez. He simultaneously had to try and check a swing while bailing out. He didn't go around. Labus brings the 1-1. There's a swing and a miss. Jerez was way in front of the off-speed there. Jerez gotten fooled a good amount on those off-speed pitches below the zone at various points in the season. A lot of bat speed, a lot of raw strength. Still learning that body control to a certain extent. 1-2 pitch. And bounces up there. Trickles up the first baseline. Ball two. We have seen plenty of samplings of that power that Jerez brings, though. Seven home runs on the season. That is tied for second among active Marauders hitters. Here's the 2-2 from Labus. Low and outside. It bounces to the backstop. Final score out in Lakeland. Flying Tigers 4, Clearwater 1. As we see a breaking ball low and away, and Juan Jerez earns a walk. So a two-out base runner for Bradenton. Jerez first time on the bases today. And extends his on-base streak to 9 straight games. Tres Gonzalez lined a single to center field his last time up. Let's see if he can help the Marauders spark a two-out rally here in the sixth inning as they trail by 4. The offering. Gonzalez looks at strike one outside corner. Left-handed batter. Calls the Atlanta area his home. Went to Georgia Tech. Fifth round pick by the Pirates this year. 0-1 offering. Low and outside. It misses. Trent's pretty impressive from his day one in a Marauders uniform. His ability to put the ball in play, make solid contact, hitting 311 in his first 18 games with Bradenton. 1-1, swings and chops it foul over toward the dugout. And with his 1-for-2 performance so far tonight, playing in his 19th game, batting average boosted up to 317 for Gonzo. A.J. Labus working the sixth inning in relief for the Mighty Muscles. Jerez on first base. 1-2 to Gonzalez. Jerez breaks for second. The pitch is low, and the catcher Baez fumbles with the ball. He can't make a throw. Juan Jerez swipes second base safely. That's his 20th steal of the year in 22 tries. Jerez creeping off second base as Labus leans in for the signal. Ready, hands together at the chest, 2-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings, chops up the middle. This is through into center for a base hit. Jerez gets the wave home around third. He scores standing up. RBI single for Tres Gonzalez. Two-hit night for Gonzalez. He has himself a ribby, and the Marauders are within 3. Not a hard hit ball, bounced right in front of home plate and just skipped on up the middle, right into center field. Sergio Campagna steps in, takes a big slider, a strike. Slider low to mid-80s from A.J. Labus. These Marauders hitters out in front on a couple of swings here this inning. Gonzalez leads off first base with 2 outs. Here comes the 0-1. Campagna swinging a dribbler foul over toward the Bradenton dugout. Coming out of the top of the fifth inning, the Mighty Muscles led 6-0. The Marauders gradually chipping away. It's now 6-3. Sung-Che Cheng, two-run double in the fifth. Tres Gonzalez on first base here after collecting an RBI single up the middle. The 0-2. Campagna swinging a roller toward third. Cavaco has it. Toss across to first. In time, inning over. But the Marauders add a run on the Gonzalez RBI single. 6-3 for Myers heading to the seventh. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's...
Nighttime here on Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park. House is packed, the place is rocking, and the Marauders have come back to within 3 runs of the Mighty Muscles. Rehabbing right-hander Will Cobos back to work for Bradenton. As we begin the 7th inning, first pitch is a fastball much too high to Noah Miller. Mighty Muscles in front of the Marauders, 6-3, as Cobos faces the 2-3-4 part of the order for Fort Myers. 1-0 toss, fastball there for a strike. Will Cobos, 6'2", 180 pounds, 25-year-old from Charlotte, North Carolina. Delivers the 1-1. That's up and away. Noah Miller, 0-for-3 tonight, a rarity in this series, and the Marauders have kept him off the bases. He's drawn a lot of walks lately. 20-game on-base streak, 19 walks during those 20 games. 2-1. Takes inside in the count 3-1. Cobo spent all of last season at High A Greensboro, put up a 2.16 ERA, pitching exclusively in relief. 3-1, Miller swings and lines one to right field, a base hit. This is going to be extras. Miller around first base hard, taking a turn towards second. He is in his second base, thinking three. There will be a relay throw from Johnson to third. On a bounce, it is not in time. Noah Miller legs out a triple to lead off the 7th inning. Noah Miller lacing that one far out of the reach of Sergio Campagna, who went after it full steam ahead. And wasted no time in getting the throw off. But Miller utilizing that speed. And legging out a triple to get the Mighty Muscles started here in the 7th inning. Fourth triple of the year for Noah Miller. Cobos working with a runner on third. Tanner Schobel the hitter. He is 0-for-3. First pitch. Little check swing he takes. The Marauders appeal. And the Marauders are actually going to challenge the ball and strike call. And this one is upheld. Marauders down to one more challenge tonight. Bradenton climbing to within 3 runs, but the triple to lead off this inning by Miller. Threatening to re-extend the Muscles' lead. 1-0 to Schobel. Fastball. A strike from Cobos. And, of course, that triple extends Miller's on-base streak to 21 straight games. Twins number 14 prospect looking good. 1-1. Low and outside. Curveball. Marauders infielders playing almost halfway up, if you will. Depth-wise, more or less even with their respective bases. Not quite on the cut of the grass where it meets the dirt. 2-1. Fastball. Punch down the right field line and foul. Drew Irvin, who we saw throwing earlier in the game, is back warming up in the Marauders bullpen again. Gentle breeze blowing across the field. Foul pole, left to right. With a man on third, nobody out. Here's Cobos, the 2-2. Breaking ball, swung on, bounce toward third. Brannigan charges, gloves it, throws to first. On the money and in time. Jack Brannigan does it again. Glove side, backhand side, charging, retreating. He moves so fluidly and effortlessly in any direction and always makes on-target throws from any angle. Tanner Schobel retired on the ground out. Kalai Rosario will bat next. The Marauders have not yet retired him tonight. He has singled twice and reached out an error. Infield up a little bit further now. The pitch, Rosario lays off high and inside. Mighty Muscle scored four in the second, two in the fifth. Trying to plate another one here in the seventh inning after the leadoff triple by Noah Miller. The 1-0, that's a fastball for a strike. Seeing numerous flashes of lightning that seem to be coming closer to the ballpark here as we speak. Miller creeps off third into his lead. The 1-1. Curveball drops low. The 2022 season is Will Cobo's fourth as a professional. Third rehab outing for Bradenton. He brings the 2-1. Fastball much too high. Tall righty trying to pitch out of a jam and keep the deficit at three runs for Bradenton. Here is his 3-1 offering. Fastball swung on foul to back. Cobo's rookie season. Pitched in rookie ball, the Appalachian League with the Bristol Pirates. 2019, split between short season West Virginia and Greensboro. And as mentioned, all of last season at High A Greensboro. He's ready here. Long pause, 3-2 pitch, swing and a pop-up. First base side, Jerez over toward the screen. He runs out of room. Look out of the seats. Scramble is on, and a boy who's boy or young man or teen over there reaching over a row of seats, come away with it, get some handshakes and fist bumps from his buddies. Had four or five people chasing after that ball. The stretch. 3-2 again to Kalai Rosario, swung on, fouled back this way over the broadcast booth roof. Heck of a battle here by Kalai Rosario. Mighty Muscles lead the Marauders by three. Top of the seventh inning. Noah Miller on third. He tripled. One away. Another 3-2 pitch coming. Swung on. Cracked his bat. Flown into right field. Shallow down the line. Campagna coming in. Loses his hat. Makes the catch. Miller's going to test him. Throw to the plate. Is on a hop. It's in time. Sergio Campagna throws out Noah Miller at home plate. What a throw on a bounce, and what a tag by Wyatt Hendry. Inning over. The Muscles kept scoreless. Time to stretch here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Marauders in search of runs, and Sung Che Chang tries to spark a rally here in the seventh. First pitch, Breaking ball from A.J. Labus for a strike. Spencer Smith back with you on Fan Appreciation Night. Lecom Park rocking here on this Saturday. The 0-1 from Labus. Chang takes outside corner, strike two. The Marauders' first two runs in this game came off Chang's bat. Crushed a two-run double to the right center field gap. Bradenton added another in the sixth inning on a Tres Gonzalez RBI single. Labus wind up in the 0-2. Chang takes very close, missing inside. The Mighty Muscles are challenging it. And this call is upheld. Remains ball one. Labus comes from Plano, Texas. Here's his 1-2, low and inside. And the count evens up at two. On the Pirates' 21-year-old shortstop prospect, Sung Che Chang. Facing the native Texan, A.J. Labus. He brings the 2-2. That's outside, and the count full. Chang trying to verify the count there with Chad Westlake. 3-2. Payoff pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to first. Fielded cleanly by Cespedes. He races it to the base himself for the out. That was not an easy bounce to handle, but Cespedes looked it into the glove craftily. One gone for Bradenton. Here's Termar Johnson. Wind up. Pitch to Johnson. Fastball there for a strike. Johnson challenging the call. This one has upheld, though. So the Marauders are now out of challenges for the evening. Johnson has struck out twice, both swinging. He's also walked and stolen second base. Oh, one. Swing and a miss. Threw a slider and he loses his footing on that swing. Here comes the motion and the 0-2 from the big righty. At the knees, strike three called. Johnson did not like it. Johnson having some mildly frustrated words for Chad Westlake as he leaves and reluctantly walks away. Third time down on strikes for Termar Johnson tonight. That brings up Matt Gorski. Two outs, nobody on. Wind up. Pitch by Labus. And Gorski takes a knee-high strike. Lots and lots of sliders. Two through four, the order tonight for the Marauders has struggled greatly. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled back. Gorski a mighty cut. Termar Johnson 0-3 with a walk. Matt Gorski 0-3. Jack Brannigan 0-3. Marty the Marauder signing some autographs. Down by the Bradenton dugout. Autographing a mini bat with a black Sharpie. The 0-2 pitch coming. Low and outside. A good eye by Gorski. Tough two-strike slider. Labus signed with the Twins last year as an undrafted free agent. It's 1-2. High and outside. Fastball that time. The Marauders trail in this game 6-3, in danger of losing their second straight as we get deeper into it. Bottom of the seventh inning. To bluntly put it, Marauders not getting much help from their division rivals. Here's a swing and a pop-up out of play first base side. Of course, we mentioned Dunedin lost to Tampa in their rain-shortened game earlier today. Even though that cuts Dunedin down a peg, Tampa Tarpons are now breathing closely down the necks of the Marauders in the standings. Lakeland Flying Tigers won twice today, meanwhile. 2-2 is outside. Gorski works it full. Gorski with that tall and slightly open stance from the right-hand side. 3-2 pitch. He swings and drives it down the right field line, arcing high into the night sky and falling into the metal bleachers. Twins on their third different rather the Twins affiliate, the Mighty Muscles, on their third different pitcher tonight. Tomas Clado made the start, four scoreless. Jackson Hicks, one inning, he pitched the fifth. A.J. Labas here in his second inning. Next one, cut on and missed. And Gorski down on strikes for the third time tonight. We're through seven here at Lecon, 6-3 Fort Myers Leeton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Saturday night, jam-packed with fun here at Lecon Park, Fan Appreciation Night. We want to restate our greatest thanks and appreciation for all fans who have come out to Lecon Park, who have watched the broadcast, who have listened along this evening or the season, or who have supported the Marauders in any way this season. We appreciate each and every one of you. You all play a big part in this whole experience. Ben Ross leads off the eighth inning for Fort Myers and takes inside from new Marauders right-hander Drew Irvin. Iowa native, second man out of the bullpen tonight for Bradenton, following Will Cobos, rehabber. 1-0 from Irvin, misses high with a fastball. Irvin out of Waukee, Iowa, 19th round draft pick last year by the Pirates out of the University of Iowa. The 2-0, fastball inside and high. And he goes 3-0 on to Ben Ross. From the stretch, he delivers pitch number 4. And misses high. Leadoff walk to Ross. Not the start that Irvin was looking for. Rubel Cespedes bats next. He delivered a 2-run single his last time up. Here's the pitch to the left-handed batter. Fastball strike. Irvin on Tuesday going a career-high 2 2/3 innings of work. Sets at the belt. Here comes the 0-1. Cespedes takes low and outside. Five of Irvin's first six pitches tonight missing the strike zone. Wildness has plagued the Marauders pitching staff for the last couple of weeks, maybe in the last 3 weeks. A lot of promotions to the next level. Well-deserved promotions have changed the names and faces in this group of pitchers. Next one swung on, flown to right center field. Charging in, Matt Gorski. And coming in, making the catch. That is actually Sergio Campagna making the catch on the run. So Sergio Campagna slides over to center field as we also have Tanner Treadaway in right field now for Bradenton. So new defensive alignment in the outfield for the Marauders. Gonzalez in left, Campagna in center now. And Treadaway, the new man into the game in right. Campagna made a heck of a play to end the top of the seventh inning for those who missed out. Keone Cavaco, the next batter. Righty on a righty is Irvin. sets, pauses a long time, and here's the offering. Swinging a one-hopper to short. Chang fields it backhand side. Spins, throws a second for one. Throw to first is wild, but they will not get him. However, even if that throw had been on target, Juan Jerez applying the tag here just in case. On to Cavaco. Safe. He made no move towards second base. Another look at it as Chang went to his backhand side on the one-hopper, grabbed it, threw to second for the force, but even if that throw to first by Johnson had been on the money, would not have been in time to get Keone Cavaco. Score that a fielder's choice, 6-4, erasing Ross at second base. Two outs for Nate Baez. The toss, breaking ball, swung on, fouled into and out of the mid of Hendry. Baez, 2-for-3, halfway to the cycle in this game. Slugged a three-run homer to right field in the second, and doubled to straightaway center in the fourth inning. Irvin fires the 0-1. There's a swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes on Nate Baez, the eight-hole hitter tonight for the Mighty Muscles. Irvin way ahead. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Swatted foul off the roof of the seats of the first base side there. Bounces back down on top of the Bradenton dugout. Mighty Muscles 6, Marauders 3. Irvin looking for a scoreless eighth to keep it close. Here's his 0-2 again. Breaking ball swung on. Driven down the right field line. Out of play. Thumping down into the metal bleachers down the line. Irvin has the sign and is ready with a man on first. 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Pluck out of the dirt by Hendry. Snap throw to first base, not in time. Cavaco staggers in, standing up. That was a beautiful handling of the catcher's mitt there by Wyatt Hendry. Just plucking that pitch out of the long bounce from Irvin. Smoothly and fluidly snapping that throw onto first, although not quite in time. Count 1-2, pitch by Irvin. Swing and a foul back. Baez stays alive. Drew Irvin's hometown of Waukee, Iowa, just west of Des Moines. Baez stepping out of the box. Quick practice swing. Digs his feet back into the clay of that right-handed batter's box. All set to go. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Low and inside. Keone Cavaco at first base. He bounced into a fielder's choice on a nice play made by Sung Che Chang. Deep in the hole at short. 2-2 from Irvin. Swing and a drive out to straightaway center. Campagna coming in. And makes the catch. A little jumping flourish on the grab, and the inning is over. Drew Irvin with a scoreless eighth inning. Marauders need to get the bats working, trailing by three, heading to the bottom of the eighth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
...2,474 strong here at Lecom Park. That's our attendance figure here on Fan Appreciation Night. Thankful for everyone who's able to make it out here tonight, as well as for everyone tuning into the broadcast this evening. Here's Jack Brannigan leading off the bottom of the eighth with a fastball strike taken from new right-hander Nicholas Rimmel. Marauders have seen a lot of this righty reliever this season. He's from Berlin, Germany. He sets. Brannigan hitless tonight. Here's the next pitch. He swings and fights off a line drive to right field. That's caught on the run by Rosario. One away to begin the eighth inning. Kalai Rosario got a quick jump and read on it. Ball slicing and sinking away from him. Able to flag it down on the fly. Wyatt Hendry comes up. He's one for two with a walk. Bradenton in search of a late rally. Bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 6-3. Rimmel tosses. Hendry takes a fastball strike. Base runners left stranded, plaguing the Marauders all night long. Rimmel with the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball nailed into left field. That's a base hit. Osorio over to cut it off near the line. Quickly tosses it in towards second base. Snap throw to first base behind Hendry as he dives back safely. A wide turn and Noah Miller, the shortstop, threw behind Hendry. Trying to catch him far off the base, but Hendry stays just close enough to dive back. And Hendry and Miller, who appeared to be sharing friendly words as Hendry stood on second base earlier tonight. Looks like the two are communicating from afar with body language and head nods and whatnot. Giving each other props for what the other did. Here's Brendan Dixon. Pitch, take in high. Two-hit night for Wyatt Hendry, his 16th multi-hit game of the year. That's the second most among active Marauders hitters. 1-0. Swung on, driven down the right field line. Foul. Six runs, eight hits, and no errors for the Mighty Muscles. Three runs, six hits, and two errors for the Marauders. Those led to four unearned runs. Long pause by Rimmel. 1-1 pitch. Dixon takes close, low and outside. Mighty Muscles still have two challenges remaining. The Marauders have none. Dixon sporting that red Fu Manchu mustache. Settles in the box, 2-1 pitch, way outside. Three balls and a strike on Dixon. Hendry, the runner at first base. He's singled to left. He draws a pickoff, and Hendry just does get back in time. Head first dive back into first base. Almost wasn't long enough to reach the bag. So just had his fingertips right at the edge of the base as he arrived. Three-one from Rimmel. Fastball down in the zone for strike two. Brendan Dixon, an on and off again power source in various parts of the order this season for the Marauders. Eight home runs on the season. 3-2 pitch. Swings and fouls it back. Done a good job of that, working deep plate appearances this season. Next pitch will be number seven. 50 walks coming into this game. Now 51 as he walked his first time tonight. As the second highest walk total among Marauders hitters. The Marauders down to their final 5 outs of the evening, trailing by 3 runs. Another 3-2 from Rimmel. Swing and a drive down the right field line. This is headed foul to the seats. I think somebody just made the catch on the fly over there. Our view from the booth and also on the broadcast is partially obstructed. I think somebody just made a nice catch out there. Top row of the stands. 3-2 once more. Swung on, driven to right field. The ballpark will hold this one. Rosario camps underneath it, makes the catch well shy of the warning track for the second out here in the eighth inning. A lot of Brendan Dixon's power, he told us earlier this season, it comes to the opposite field. And he has sent quite a few balls deep that way. Just got underneath that one a little bit too much. Now it's Juan Jerez to the plate. Into the bottom third of the order now for the Marauders. Jerez gets the first offering and takes it low. Mighty Muscles on their third different reliever of the evening tonight, Nicholas Rimmel, 23-year-old from Germany. His 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Jerez cutting through a fastball at 93. Rimmel has been outstanding out of the Muscles bullpen this year. 2.25 ERA, 1.25 whip. Opponents batting 197. He steps off the rubber. Short, dirty blonde hair underneath that purple hat. Rimmel showing the high purple socks on the mound. 1-1 toss. At the knees, strike two. Jerez didn't seem to care for it. Live tracker reveals that was in the zone, though. Here's the stretch. Rimmel's 1-2. Jerez takes a slider outside. Up in the big leagues, meanwhile. Quick little blurb here. Chicago White Sox leading Minnesota 7-0. No hit bid in progress for the White Sox. 2-2. Swinging a drive down the right field line. Hit foul. The Mighty Muscles parent club trying to break up that no-hit bid by their division rivals. Meanwhile, the Mighty Muscles themselves trying to climb back from a 3-1 series deficit. 2 outs here in the 8th inning for the Marauders. Rimmel 2-2 again. Too high with a fastball. A good take by Jerez. Count 3-2. Wide Hendry will be off and running on the next pitch with 2 outs. Rimmel lifts his leg. There goes Hendry. Jerez swings and chops it foul over toward the Muscles dugout. Marauders only with the 1 base runner so far this inning, but really making Rimmel work. Next pitch will be his 20th here in the 8th inning. Marauders bullpen quiet. Looks like we'll see Drew Irvin back to the mound for the top of the ninth. 3-2 again. Hendry breaks a swing and a miss. And down goes Jerez. The 8th inning is history. On to the ninth here at Lecom Park. Fort Myers 6, Bradenton 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We welcome you back to Lecom Park on Fan Appreciation Night here in 2022. Coden Bar out in right center field on the boardwalk, very busy. Houses packed, almost 2,500 fans in attendance here this evening. Spencer Smith welcoming you back inside as the Marauders head to the top of the ninth inning. Right-hander Drew Irvin goes back for his second inning of relief work and tries to keep the Mighty Muscles in check. Fort Myers leading 6-3. Irvin trying to keep this game as close as possible for Bradenton Bats. First pitch, a strike on a fastball to Daniel Osoria. Challenge called for by the Mighty Muscles here. Unsuccessful, the call's upheld. The Mighty Muscles down to their final challenge of the evening. Irvin with the 0-1. Swinging a bouncing ball, pulled to second. Johnson right there for the knee-high bounce. Grabs it, throws to first in plenty of time to retire Osoria. Daniel Osoria putting that one into play, but right two to Mark Johnson on the ground. That'll bring up Misael Urbina. 0 for 4 from the leadoff spot tonight after an 0 for 5 last night. Pitch taken high and outside. Evening got frustrating early on for Bradenton. Found themselves in a 4-0 hole after two innings, then down 6-0 after 4.5. Gradually came fighting back. Two runs for Bradenton in the fifth, one in the sixth. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball misses. And although Bradenton has trimmed the deficit to 3, they have not been able to come any closer. However, things have leveled out over the last handful of innings compared to where we were earlier tonight. 2-0 toss. Fastball low. Drew Irvin missing his mark. Each of his first three pitches here to Misael Urbina. Irvin working with Wyatt Hendry. Battery made here for the Marauders. 3-0 pitch. Urbina taking all the way, takes a high strike. Urbina showing all the red trimmings there, red wristbands, red gloves. Matching the color scheme of the parent club, the Twins. 3-1, swinging a bouncing ball to short. Chang waits back, has time, grabs it and tosses to first in time. Juan Jerez, a nice stretch on the receiving end at first base. Chang always calm and poised. And aside from a rocky second inning defensively, in this Bradenton infield looking mighty fine tonight. Two outs, top of the ninth inning. Noah Miller, the batter. He tripled his last time. Pitches outside from Irvin. Miller's triple back in the seventh led to a pretty impressive play later on that inning by Sergio Campagna, who was the Marauders' right fielder. He's now switched over to center. 1-0 is low. With one out, we saw a fly ball to right field by Kalai Rosario. Campagna made the catch, came up throwing home as Miller tested the arm. One bounce on the throw home. Wyatt Hendry made the tag onto the sliding Miller. Ended the inning. 2-0, swung on, dribbled softly, foul on the first base line. Bubba Chandler jumping out of the Marauders' dugout to grab it off the ground. Bubba sharing a smile and a laugh with a fan from afar. Haven't seen Bubba in a few days. He was pulled early from his Tuesday start due to some mild illness from what we're told. 2-1 pitches. Bounce foul, third base side. Typically, we have seen Chandler pitch on Tuesdays, get Wednesday off, and then return to DH Thursday, oftentimes through the rest of that series. We have not seen him with the bat this week at all, though. Irvin ready with a 2-2. Miller takes low and outside, and the count is full. We look ahead to the Marauders, bottom of the ninth at the plate. Tres Gonzalez, Sergio Campagna, Sung Che Chang are the three men due up. 8-9-1 in the order. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Miller down on strikes. The inning is over. A couple of scoreless frames by Drew Irvin. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Marauders trail by three. One more chance coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Marauders trail by three against Fort Myers here on Fan Appreciation Night 2022. And Tres Gonzalez leads off. Nicholas Rimmel returns to the mound for Fort Myers. The German right-hander kicks his leg and delivers. And the fastball misses low, a ball. 8-9-1 for the Marauders in their order here at the bottom of the ninth. Tres Gonzalez, Sergio Campana, Sung Che Cheng. Rimmel brings the 1-0. Gonzalez takes a fastball strike. Next pitch. Just below the knees, awfully close, 2-1. Mighty Muscles do have one challenge remaining should they need to use it. The Marauders, meanwhile, are completely out of challenges for the night. Rimmel, 6'3", 200 pounds, signed with the Twins out of Germany in September of 2017. Here comes his 2-1. Check swing by Gonzalez, misses a bit high. 3-1 the count. Quickly gets the signal from Baez. The 3-1 pitch is onto the outside corner. Strike two. If it's any comfort for Marauders fans joining us, live tracker indicates that that was right on that outside border of the zone. 3-2 coming. Swinging a high chopper to short. Miller has to wait back on it. He grabs, throws to first. It is in time to get Gonzalez. A bang-bang play. Fans down the first baseline especially are irate at the call from Trey Ward. No argument from Gonzalez, no argument from Jonathan Johnston, and the Marauders down to two outs here in the ninth inning. There's almost nobody better, and yeah, looking at the replay, Trey Ward indeed looked to get the call right. Almost nobody better in the FSL at shortstop than Noah Miller. Here's Sergio Campana, the pitch. He takes a fastball strike inside corner. If the Marauders lose this game, they would go on to drop back to a half game behind Dunedin for second place in the division. The 0-1, too high. Dunedin and Tampa playing a single rain-shortened game. Five innings, 3-1, Tampa prevailing. 1-1 pitch, Campana lays off one low and inside. We glance at the standings as they are this particular moment. Second half standings showing Dunedin and Bradenton even. That may change here with two more outs for Fort Myers. 2-1 pitch. Fastball at the knees, strike two. Beautifully spotted by Rimmel. The Marauders would, by the way, share second place with Tampa should they go on to lose tonight. The battle continues atop the FSL West. 2-2, Campagna swings and misses down on strikes. Marauders down to their final out now. And who better to try and get something started than Sungche Cheng? The Marauders in each of the first three games of this series battled back from deficits of varying amounts. Unable to do so last night. Looking for some late mojo here on this Saturday. Here's the pitch. Cheng swings through a fastball. Now Cheng stepping out of the batter's box, taking a calm practice swing, trying to calm his nerves a little bit. Pressure is on here. Two outs, nobody on for the Marauders, who trail the Muscles 6-3. The 0-1 pitch. Cheng swings and rolls it first base side. Foul right along the chalk line. Had that ball remained fair, as the right fielder Rosario clears that ball from the field, had that ball remained fair, first baseman Cespedes probably had a good shot at fielding it and making the final out. The Marauders now down to their final strike. Rimmel sets. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Cheng takes a little high, a ball. Mighty Muscles are not going to challenge it. Live Tracker says, yeah, that one was just about an inch above the top of the zone. Count is 1-2. Rimmel still ahead. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Cheng swings and blasts one down the right field line. This ball deep. This ball is foul. Lands over by the elevator tower. Oh, no. The fan just took a spill down there. I hope he's going to be okay. Time called as the right fielder Rosario is running full steam ahead after that foul ball and ended up well out of play. He's trying to get himself back into position, so plate umpire Chad Westlake gives him some time to jog back over. Count 1-2 on Sungche Cheng. The Marauders down to their final strike here on Fan Appreciation Night, trailing by just three. 1-2 delivery. Cheng takes a breaking ball outside, evens it up at two. Here we go again as Rimmel is set up against his chest. 2-2 pitch. Cheng swings, fights one off, foul. Hanging in there. Look out below. That ball ricochets off the press box. Right back down toward Nate Baez, the catcher. Rimmel quickly gets the sign from his battery mate. Another 2-2. Cheng swings and fights this one. Foul into the screen. Next pitch of the plate appearance will be number 7. Sungche Cheng tonight, a two-run double in the fifth. The Marauders' first two runs of the game. He is 1-for-3 overall with a walk. He awaits the 2-2. Rimmel tosses. Breaking ball, low and outside. Ball 3, the count is full. Cheng grinding away. The Marauders don't want to give up here in the ninth inning. Rimmel the 3-2. Swing and a drive down the left field line. Sprayed foul. Remarkable battle here by Sungche Cheng. An 8-pitch plate appearance with number 9 coming up next. Cheng stepping out of the box, settling back in, wide open stance. 3-2, yet again, swinging a ball hit foul down the right field line, hit hard, but pulled foul by Cheng by a few inches. Sporadic flashes of lightning lighting up the dark navy blue sky across Bradenton, outside the ballpark, beyond right field, beyond left field. Cheng will see another 3-2. Pitch number 9 coming. It is swung on, lifted to left field. Coming in, Daniel Osoria. He's underneath it. He makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Mighty Muscles win it. Final score of 6-3 here on Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park, and that drops the Marauders back into a shared spot for second place in the FSL West. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show here at Lecom Park on Fan Appreciation Night. As we thank you for joining us all evening long, Spencer Smith back with you. The Marauders have just fallen to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles by a final score of 6-3. Here's how tonight's game went. After neither team scored in the first inning, the Mighty Muscles trounced right-handed starter Yoelvis Del Rosario over the Marauders as a throwing error by Sung Che Chang led off the inning, allowing Kalai Rosario to reach first base safely. Ben Ross followed with a walk. Rubel Cespedes then reached on a throwing error by Termar Johnson, and that loaded the bases for the Mighty Muscles. Sack fly to left field by Keone Cavaco played the game's first run, and then Nate Baez followed up with a three-run homer onto the boardwalk in right field. That gave the Muscles a 4-0 advantage. Things were quiet over the next couple of innings, but then in the top of the fifth, the Muscles struck again. Two runs there on a two-run single by Rubel Cespedes, who was thrown out on the play later on, trying to advance to second on a late throw home from the outfield. 6-0 Mighty Muscles led after 4.5, and things were looking pretty frustrating for the Marauders, but they fought back. Bottom of the fifth inning, Sung Che Chang swatted a two-run double to right center field, hopped over the wall for an automatic double, and then in the bottom of the sixth, Tres Gonzalez brought Bradenton within three runs with an RBI single into right field. The Marauders would not score again. The Mighty Muscles would also not score again. Seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, all scoreless for both teams, and that would be the final score, 6-3. Final totals in this game for the Mighty Muscles, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base. And for the Marauders, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, 7 men left on base. The winning pitcher in relief for Fort Myers is A.J. Labus. 2 innings of work out of the bullpen allowed just 1 run, struck out 4. The loss goes to Yoelvis Del Rosario, Six runs allowed on six hits, albeit only two of those runs were earned, four of them unearned due to the two errors committed by Bradenton in that second inning. The save goes to Nicholas Rimmel, two scoreless innings at the tail end of the game for Fort Myers. That is his fourth save of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,474 here at Leacon Park on Fan Appreciation Night. 89 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With the Mighty Muscles win, they grab their second straight victory, and they improve their second half record to 23-34. They are now 65-57 overall in the season. And with the Marauders' loss, they drop to 35-24 in the second half, 64-60 overall in the campaign. And also with that defeat, the Marauders dropped back into a two-way tie for second place with the Tampa Tarpons, although still just a half game back of the first place Dunedin Blue Jays. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, the postgame show continues. We'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Marauders postgame show continues at Leacon Park as some of our postgame festivities continue. We're awaiting fireworks this evening, so the postgame show rolls on. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight those honors go to Sung Che Chang. He finished 1-for-4 with an RBI, a two-run double to right center field in the fifth inning. Chang also drew a walk back in the first inning. He also stole two bases and made multiple phenomenal plays at shortstop defensively. Sung Che Chang, tonight's Marauders player of the game. Series wraps up tomorrow as the Marauders go for a series win over the Mighty Muscles. Bradenton will send right-hander Po Yu Chen to the hill against left-hander Jordan Carr for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch scheduled for noon tomorrow for the series finale and the homestand finale. And we'll see you at 11:45 a.m. for pregame coverage. Hope you can join us one more time in Leacon Park here in the 2022 regular season. The Marauders still chasing after that postseason berth. That'll about do it for us here on Fan Appreciation Night. Once again, appreciate and love each and every one of you fans who has supported the Marauders in whatever way you've been able to. 2,474 strong here at the ballpark tonight. We hope to see you again here soon, including tomorrow for the final game of the homestand. Once again, the final score, the Mighty Muscles 6 and the Marauders 3. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Leacon Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.